You're listening to KHOL. I'm Tyler Pratt with your local newscast. A Yellowstone visitor pled guilty to intentionally disturbing wildlife after helping a bison calf get up from a riverbed and onto a nearby road. A Hawaiian resident was charged over $1,000 in fines for the attempted rescue effort. According to park officials, after the rescue attempt, the calf's herd abandoned it, so they killed the calf, saying he was causing a hazardous situation by approaching cars and people along the road. Yellowstone is reminding visitors that approaching wild animals can drastically affect their well-being. Park regulations require people stay at least 25 yards away from bison, elk, and deer, and at least 100 yards away from bears and wolves. The remains of five Native American children who died at an Indian boarding school more than a century ago will finally be returned to their living relatives. The Mountain West News Bureau's Will Walkie reports.
The Carlisle Indian Industrial School in Pennsylvania was a symbol of the notorious boarding school era. Hundreds of thousands of Native children were taken from their families and forced to assimilate into white culture. Children's braids were cut, they were given European names, and they were punished for using their native language. Now, the U.S. is reckoning with that history. This will be the sixth disinterment at Carlisle since 2017, where the military transfers remains to relatives for reburial. Gwen Carr with the Carlisle Indian School Project says these efforts are a critical part of healing for tribes.
Their spirit is still wandering around lost, and they need to go home where the earth recognizes them and where they can truly be laid to rest in the land that birthed them with the people, family, and tribes that they came from.
The students to be moved died between 1879 and 1910. One is from the Northern Arapaho tribe. For Wyoming Public Radio News, I'm Will Walkie.
Wyoming's Superintendent of Public Instruction opposes the Bureau of Land Management's proposed rule regarding conservation use of federal lands. It would allow for certain parcels to be locked into areas of critical environmental concern, which would disallow multiple uses such as mineral extraction and grazing. Some of this money helps fund Wyoming education. Megan Degenfelder says this would hurt education funding. She requests that the BLM not move forward with the rule. A somewhat rare bison was born in southwest Wyoming earlier this month, drumming up a lot of national attention. Wyoming Public Media's Caitlin Tan reports.
On a windy day in May near Evanston, employees of the Bear River State Park went out to check the bison herd.
We had a little white fuzzball surprise.
That's the park's Tiffany Sager. It was a newly born 30-pound white bison calf, born to another white bison named Wyoming Hope. Now, some media has misreported that the calf is albino. Sager says it's not.
Your albinos are the ones that are 1 in 10 million. The population of these white bison, the numbers are still fairly small, but they are definitely more populous than albinos by a long ways.
Rather, the calf is part of a genetic mix with Charlet cattle DNA, which is a French breed of cattle that's white. The park currently has 15 bison, three of which are white and part of that genetic mix. For Wyoming Public Radio, I'm Caitlin Tan.
This is Jackson Hole Community Radio, KHOL.